Well, to close our service, let's see if we can get through this scripture reading one more time. Actually, I'd love to have the kids come on forward, if that's possible. Could we have the kids? And you all can join me for this final scripture reading. We got to get this job done, right? Come on, we'll all sit. Oh, my goodness. All right. Now, you all remember the passage that we're trying to get through, right? And I want to tell you, it is so nice to have all of you. So we use this big word for these services called intergenerational. And I just want to tell you why we have this. Because we want to plan a service that everything in the service you can participate in somehow. There will be a word, there will be a song, there will be an idea, there'll be something. So that there's no part of the service you ever feel like, oh, that's just for adults. We want to make sure you know that you are just as much a part of this church as every other person in here. So that's why we do these things. So I hope you've enjoyed some of our friends that have come on by. You're looking at my microphone. I know, it's interesting, right? All right, so here we go. The scripture reading for today is found in the Gospel according to Luke. We're looking at chapter 19, verses 28 and following. I think we'll make it through the whole passage this time. Says this. Hold on. Is there anybody coming? Okay, coast is clear. After he had said these things, he was going ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had approached Bethpage and Bethany, near the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you. There, as you enter, you will find a colt tied on, which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks of you," oh my goodness, well, let's just ignore it. Let's get through this passage. "They said, 'The Lord has need of it.' They brought it to Jesus, and they threw their cloaks on the colt, and they put Jesus on it. And as he was going, they were spreading their coats on the road. And as soon as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen, shouting, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.'" Is she still there? Okay. "Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' But Jesus answered, 'I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out.'" The word of the Lord. Shall we have the Gloria Patri? Please stand. Just gonna pretend to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it is now and ever shall be. Is she still there? Is she still there?
Yeah.
We should probably deal with this, huh?
Yeah.
All right, you all can sit. Hi, you look a little sad. What's going on?
Well, everybody's getting ready for the big parade for Jesus, and
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, yes?
I can't shout like Rocky. And I can't carry Jesus on my back like the donkey. I'm just a palm tree.
Oh.
All I can do is stand there and wave, but I'm not sure he'll even notice me. I've got nothing to offer.
Oh my goodness. Hold on, palm? Palm, you don't even know, do you?
Know what?
Kids, you'll help me out here. This is Palm. Say hi, Palm.
Hi, Palm.
She doesn't even know what today is called. Shall we let Palm know how important she is to Jesus today? Yes, okay. So, Palm, I know you can't shout, you can't jump up and down or run, but I can tell you that this Sunday is something we celebrate very special. Kids, can you all together tell her what this Sunday is called? Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday?
Palm Sunday.
I don't understand. I don't do anything.
But Palm, you certainly do. It's the same with people. Some of us use our voices so that everybody knows the joy that Jesus brings us. Some of us labor to carry the burdens of others and in that way proclaim the joy of Jesus. But then there are some of us who, in our own quiet way, give what they can so that the greatness of God can be seen clearly. And you, Palm, are one of those people.
I am? How? I don't do anything.
All right, kids, I need your help. Can you take Palm in the back where Thomas is? I think all of you together can help Palm realize how special she really is. Will you do that? Will you take Palm in the back? All right. Palm, I promise you're going to know how special you really are. Special in quotes, how special you really are. You know, this really is a service filled with special people. We have some who are really good at shouting hosannas, our choir especially, very good at shouting the hosannas. We do. We have those loud people who are like the sports fans at a game, happy to tell people about what Jesus has done and the joy that Jesus brings. Some of us have a little bit more of a do-something way about us, and we serve and carry other people's burdens and do things that are just necessary. And in that way, people get to see the specialness of Jesus. But then there are others, like our palm tree. Our palm tree is going to discover that she gives the resources that she has. And in that way, even though she doesn't feel like she has much to contribute, she paves the way so that people can see Jesus. You see, this whole thing that we do, this is one big collective effort, one giant hosanna. The thing that we experience as a congregation is that our hosannas, those are not negotiable. All of us shout a hosanna. We all shout it a little bit differently. Your hosanna is not the same as my hosanna, but it is just as valuable. And as they all come together, we get to see Jesus together, and that makes our shouting even more. So this Palm Sunday, I want you to remember that all of you have a hosanna to bring. And I want to encourage you to bring it with all of your strength and all of your might, whether you are a Rocky or whether you are a donkey or whether you are a palm. We can work together so that our community can see Jesus. There's no magic to church growth. It's all about a group of people that gather together and to do our hosannas well. Are you ready to do our hosannas?
Yes.
Let me hear one. Amen.